And I'ma die of old age. And stay true, I've reverted back to my old ways. I'm not the same, say I changed, but I can't live.
Hello, everybody, and a very pleasant good afternoon to you. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Lexi Schumacher, Brandon Cadiz, game one of your PacWest doubleheader tonight for your Dominican University Penguins. Women taking on the Hawaii Pacific Sharks, who come in at a 9-3 overall record, 6-1 in the PacWest Conference, and they're on a three-game win streak. Your Penguins, 9-7 overall with a 5-4 record in the PacWest Conference. Leading your Penguin attack is Sandra Ikior, averaging 22 points a game. And you know, Lexi, last time Sandra Ikior was in this building, she put up 43 points, and the Penguins almost put up 100.
It was unbelievable. Sandra Ikior has had a fantastic season. She continues to perform on the court, along with She's Hero of the Week. It's a nomination that they have during the basketball season. So this is her second time getting a nomination for Hero of the Week. You just don't get that. It's like, it's like one step up from a PacWest award, which she's gotten multiple times as well. Player of the Week. She got Freshman of the Year when she was a freshman a couple years ago. Hopefully she can do the same thing here today. She's been performing well. She's getting double-doubles almost, I think, consistently every game.
She is averaging a double-double, and along with her in the Penguin attack, you have Taylor Deneau and Natalie Diaz averaging just over 10 points a game. And then Carly Hoboken, as always, the three-point specialist for your Penguins. And for the Hawaii Pacific Sharks, you have Brianna McKenzie, who is averaging almost 16 points a game. And then Vianne Navarro, who is also averaging 13 points a game. The only two Sharks averaging over 10 points a game. But it should be a good matchup as the Sharks come in third in the PacWest Conference. But the last time the Penguins were in the Conlin Center, they did almost put up 100 points. And the offense and defense, everything was clicking on all cylinders for the Penguins as we approach just about 2 minutes to go here. And it should be an exciting one, game one of the PacWest doubleheader for you tonight. We have Brandon Cadiz here for his first time on the air. And we will have Stuart Horn joining us a little bit later. And as we get set, we will be back in a couple of minutes with our overhead announcer, Mark Carlson. Everybody, welcome back. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're coming up on our game one of our PacWest doubleheader here tonight, and at this moment we will turn it over to our overhead announcer, Mark Carlson.
And pleasure, we present a PacWest women's basketball matchup featuring the Hawaii Pacific Sharks and your Dominican University Penguins. And tonight it's Gold Rush night, sponsored by Gold Rush Jewelers. The PacWest Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student-athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student-athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials are Chris Chapin, Rick Sawyer, and Andrew Cornwell. At this time, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps. In honor of America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world, we present this rendition of our national anthem. And now let's meet. And now let's meet the starting lineup first for the Hawaii Pacific Sharks, as announced by head coach Reed Takasuka. At one guard and number three, Spencer Gray. The other guard and number 10, Danielle Iwami. At one forward and number 12, Gabriella Fotu. The other forward, number 13, Brianna McKenzie. And at center, 32, Jesse Reeves. And now let's meet the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins, as announced by head coach Tim Lacoste, his assistant Finique Allen, and the lady that keeps it all together, Bailey Opperman. At one guard, a senior from South San Francisco, California, number three, Jade Castro. The other guard, a sophomore from Hollister, California, number 12, Angelica Collins. At one forward, a sophomore from Rockland, California, number 4, Alana Scott. The other forward, a sophomore from Soquel, California, 24, Natalie Diaz. And the lady in the middle, a junior from Valencia, California, number 14, Sandra Ikiara.
Thank you, Mark Carlson. We're back here, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Mark Carlson doing a terrific job, as always. You might have noticed, Angelica Collins and Jade Castro getting another start tonight, Lexi. That shows that Coach Tim Lacoste is really taking into account their effort that they've put in the last couple games here in the Collins Center.
Definitely. Last game, Angelica Collins was my player of the game, and I'm hoping today I can do the same thing for her. As I said in the last game, just to recap, Collins, not a typical starter, but hopefully we can see her do the same exact performance we saw her last game, hustling and bringing the ball back into play.
All right, as we have 10 minutes overhead here, and your Penguins win the tip. Jade Castro getting it from Ikiora, and she misses from the left side, bringing it back up the court. Are the Sharks at Jesse Reeves' left side. She goes up over Ikiora, and she gets the bucket to fall. So early lead here for the Sharks as Castro is bringing things up. Jade Castro and Angelica Collins, as you mentioned, in there for their terrific effort in the last couple of games. Both played very well as Angelica Collins swings it to Natalie Diaz, left side corner. Alana Scott thought about going baseline. No, she is guarded tightly by Brianna McKenzie. And Natalie Diaz has it in the right corner. Ball fake. She'll put a little spin move on. She'll go baseline up and over a Shark defender. No good. Tipped out by Ikiora, but rebound by the Sharks. Right in front of us here in our opulent broadcast booth on Media Row is Spencer Gray bringing it up and controlling the offense for the Hawaii Pacific Sharks as she slows things down. Alana Scott guarding her tightly, and she'll dump it off top of the key. A little pick and roll action going, and that was Jesse Reeves who walked with it, and the Penguins will get possession.
The Penguins wearing their nice white uniform. I love that we have these stripes on our white, all white gear, along with Hawaii Pacific's uniform. It's all black. We're playing all black, all white today.
It is. The uniforms look clean here as Jade Castro dumps it inside to Ikiora. Thought about going to the hoop, but no, she'll kick it. Angelica Collins, left side corner. Little ball fake inside to Ikiora. Ikiora working on Reeves. She'll go down low baseline, up off the glass, and she'll draw the foul. Ikiora will go to the line. Ikiora will shoot two. That foul will be on Jesse Reeves, her first personal first team foul. Ikiora shooting 60% from the line for the season, and we know that's a place in her game where she's really worked hard all year. We know how good she plays defense. We know how good she works in the paint on offense, and Ikiora with her first free throw as it rattles around and she gets it to fall. Her second one will be on the way, has a chance to tie the game here early, 8:45 overhead. And she will not tie it, hits off the back of the iron. Alana Scott almost had the rebound, had it ripped out of her hands by Spencer Gray, who brings it up, crosses over Alana Scott, and she'll set it back up at the top of the key. That'll be Danielle Iwami. And right by Ikiora went Reeves, who dumped it off to the corner, long two. Good from Gabriella Fotu. as she hit the long two. Natalie Diaz goes right through the middle, and Natalie Diaz around a couple of Shark defenders. She got at the top of the key and just didn't stop running. Blew right by three or four Hawaii Pacific defenders as the Sharks tried to get it going a little quick here, but Ikeora and Alana Scott back on defense to stop that plan. High post is Jesse Reeves, who goes by Ikeora. Ikeora going straight up. Off the glass is Reeves, and Ikeora will draw the charge as the basket will not count. Reeves tried to go around Ikeora. Instead, she put an elbow right into her chest, threw her right to the ground, and the bucket will not count. Sharks lead here 4-3 with 8 minutes overhead in the first quarter. Jade Castro bringing it up across the half-court stripe here over to the right side wing. Angelica Collins swinging it all the way around left corner to Jade Castro, who wanted to get it inside to Ikeora, but Reeves is guarding her very tightly down there in the high post. As Natalie Diaz looked to cross up Gabriella Fotu, and she'll dump it off to Jade Castro, who goes right side corner to Angelica Collins. Ikeora baseline up off, tried to go off the glass, got her shot blocked by Fotu, and back the other way come the Sharks. Going around Ikeora is McKenzie. McKenzie misses it high off the glass, and Angelica Collins comes down with the rebound. Angelica Collins working on McKenzie here right in front of the scorer's table. She got it poked away, but Collins will get it back. Has a little bit of a hand fighting going on there with Collins and McKenzie as Ikeora went up over. But it looked like Ikeora will draw the foul. It'll be a blocking foul as we'll see who it's on, but they were in the restricted area, so it will not be a charge by Ikeora. Instead, it'll be a blocking foul. And checking in early here is Amita Cole and Janessa Manzano for the Sharks, as the referees will discuss the call here, and that'll be on Spencer Gray, her first personal third team foul for the Sharks. So Ikeora went baseline. She went up and over Gray, who was in the restricted area. It was initially called a charge but overruled to a block because of Gray being in the restricted area, and Ikeora will go to the line.
A little bit of a confusion by the refs right now. Not sure. Mark Carlson, our expert, not sure if the basket went in and not sure about how many shots she's going to be able to take, but
and it looks like the basket did count, so your Penguins will take a 5-4 lead here early as Ikeora will have an and-one free throw from the line. And it was off the left side of the iron, no good. Rebound, Fotu. Bringing up the court is Gray. Gray working on Alana Scott. She'll go left side seam. She'll throw it up off the glass and whistles as it looks like we'll get a foul. It'll be on Jade Castro, her first personal, first team foul for the Penguins here as Gray will shoot two from the line.
Hawaii Pacific very aggressive going down the middle so far in their last couple offensive plays. So the Penguins are going to have to work around how they're going to defend that without, you know, drawing those fouls.
We've seen the Sharks work inside here early and often and also make that long two ball from the far corner as Gray will walk away from the line, who made one of two, and she'll get her own rebound. She's an 84% free throw shooter. She hit one of her attempts, and high off the glass and in is Fotu. Fotu made that shot over Alana Scott. It's a nice shot there, high off the glass, using the window as Natalie Diaz working left side high post here. Spin move, and she'll go up off the glass off the bottom of the backboard. That was Fotu with the great defense there on Natalie Diaz as Gray will bring it up to the free throw line for the Hawaii Pacific Sharks. As Alana Scott knocked it away, Natalie Diaz almost came up with it, but Gray will get it back and reset up the offense. 18 on the shot clock. Left side wing, Manzano. Manzano goes to the top of the key, and they'll work high post to Cole. Cole just had it stolen by Sandra Ikeora. Ikeora, great move there as Jade Castro tried to hit Angelica Collins in stride going down the court, but threw it a little too far out of bounds as Vanessa Cruz will check in for the first minutes of the night in place of Jade Castro, and Taylor Deneau will also check in for Natalie Diaz. So Gray will work it up the court here. 6:15 on the clock here in the first period. Top of the key, and they'll swing it left side to McKenzie, who has Angelica Collins on her. McKenzie dumps it in the paint to Fotu. Fotu back out to the top of the key. That is Manzano working inside on Vanessa Cruz, and whistles everywhere as Vanessa Cruz and Taylor Deneau both have their hands straight up, but our officials say otherwise, and that'll be Vanessa Cruz's first personal second team foul for the Penguins. And at the line will be Fotu. Fotu is an 83% free throw shooter. As the ball game is still 7-5 Sharks lead as she misses the first shot right as it rolled around and out of the rim. And her second free throw will be on the way as she toes the line, and it is up. And she knocks it down. Sharks have a three-point lead, 8-5 here, approaching 6 minutes to go. Vanessa Cruz up across the half court, tried to Taylor Deneau, who looked to Angelica Collins' right side wing, who picks up a screen from Deneau. Collins will go inside, hand it off to Ikiora. Ikiora working in the paint, dumps it to Collins. Collins gets her shot rejected, and it'll go out of bounds. That rejection by Amanata Cole. Big rejection by Cole, but Penguins will get the ball back, 17 on the shot clock. Inbounding it to Deneau, who had it stolen away. Went right off Deneau's hands. Marching it up the court is McKenzie, who will dump it off to Gray. Nice pass by McKenzie. Gray can't get the shot to fall. And Helica Collins got the rebound, but Gray took it right out of her hands. As on the drive, McKenzie traveled. Penguins will get the ball back.
These mistakes, little tiny mistakes that we're making right now. I know soon Tim LaCosta, Coach LaCosta, is going to get on them about it. So hopefully the Penguins now settle it down, make sure they're not making too many errors before their coach is going to start mentioning these little errors.
Eliminate the small errors, the unforced errors, as that was an unforced error there as Vanessa Cruz tried to get it down low to Taylor Deneau, and it was stolen away by Gray. Up with the little two ball from the left side will be Janessa Manzano, and the Sharks now double the Penguins here, 10-5, early approaching 5 minutes to go. Deneau working on Fotu in the paint. Deneau goes left side, high off the glass, gets it rejected by Fotu. She tried to go off the glass. Fotu stuffed it right back in Deneau's face. As that pass down low goes out of bounds, intended for Cole, and we will have our first media timeout. And at this media timeout, we'd like to hear a word from one of our sponsors.
Discover Marin County's only complete golf experience at Peacock Gap Golf Club, a truly classic course outfitted with modern amenities on beautiful grounds that have been graced by U.S. Open winners, stars, and passionate amateurs alike.
Hi, this is Rod Ghilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course. It's Marin County's complete golf experience.
Call us today at 415-453-4940. See you there.
So at our first media timeout, your Penguins are shooting 25% of the floor. They've hit 2 of 8. And the Hawaii Pacific Sharks shooting 66%. Neither team has attempted a three ball yet, but the Sharks are 2 of 4 from the line. Your Penguins are 1 of 4. Quite a few turnovers here. They have a total of 7. 3 for your Penguins early the first 5 minutes of the first quarter here. And coming back onto the floor after our media timeout, for your Penguins, and Helica Collins, Sandra Ikiora, Vanessa Cruz, Taylor Deneau, and Alana Scott, as the Hawaii Pacific Sharks will have the ball inbounding underneath their own hoop. It'll be Manzano inbounding for the Sharks as she'll get it into the left side lane, rolls around the rim. That shot on the way by McKenzie, but no good. Alana Scott with the rebound. Taylor Deneau pressing for your Penguins, almost got it ripped away, can't find the handle, finally gets it as she gets it to Vanessa Cruz, top of the key, resetting the offense back up. And Helica Collins will go to the right corner to Alana Scott, looking for somebody to open up. And Alana Scott picked up her dribble, tried to get the pass off to Taylor Deneau, but she'll drag her foot. And that's another unforced error for the Penguins. We'll see if that'll spark a little bit of substitutions here for Coach Tim LaCoste early, as the Hawaii Pacific Sharks have it top of the key. That'll be Fotu over to the right side wing in front of the Penguin bench, swinging it all the way back across to Manzano, who drives past Alana Scott, go up over Taylor Deneau off the glass, and she'll get it to fall. And we will have a foul. It'll be on Taylor Deneau, checking in for your Penguins, the three-point specialist, Carly Holbok. Holbok will be replacing Alana Scott. And at the line for the Sharks will be Manzano. That'll be Deneau's first personal, third team foul for the Penguins. Checking in for the Sharks here is CC Pearl. Towing the line is Manzano. Her free throw will be on the way. And it'll hit the back of the iron and go left as Deneau almost had the rebound. It'll be tipped out by Fotu, and your Penguins will get the ball back. So that bucket counted. She had the and one free throw, no good. Sharks lead 12-5 here, approaching 4 minutes to go. Taylor Deneau has it right side wing, looking for somebody to open up. Finds Angelica Collins top of the key. They'll swing it all the way back down to the left corner. Baseline, Ikiura. Ikiura will go up. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, McKenzie. And Vanessa Cruz almost stole it away as McKenzie got it up the court to Iwami. Iwami shot on the way, and it will be good from the free throw line. So Sharks have an early lead here. Big early lead on your Penguins, which is not a good sign. The Penguins needed to start fast, and they haven't so far, as Angelica Collins works baseline. Top of the key to Carly Hoberg. Taylor Deneau working right side. Wants to get it down to Ikiura, and Ikiura has two Sharks plastered to her as that pass was tipped away out of bounds by McKenzie. Penguins will have the ball, 14 on the shot clock, as Gray re-enters for the Sharks in place of Manzano. So Vanessa Cruz will inbound here in front of the Shark bench with 14 on the clock, 3:34 overhead here in the first quarter, as looks like Ikiura has been taken out of the question here for the Penguins on offense early. Looks like Hawaii Pacific has done a good job to take her out of the equation as Taylor Deneau almost throws it away. Deneau with 4 seconds to go. To Ikiura, top of the key, 3 seconds to go. She'll drive it, put it up off the rim, no good. And the Penguins are not looking good here early, Lexi, as Deneau almost had a steal as Fotu brought it up the court. But left side wing three ball on the way by Gray, and it rattles in and out as Ikiura tipped it, but it looks like the rebound will be CC Pearl up off the glass, no good. And Ikiura will come down with their second attempt, and Vanessa Cruz will bring it back up the court for your Penguins. See if the Penguins can get somebody going early here, maybe get a shot off by Holbrook. Get her going for the outside shooting game where Sandra Ikiura, as the Sharks are playing a zone here, are just taking Ikiura out of the question on offense. That shot by Deneau was no good. Rebound Sharks, and Gray brings it up left side, working on Cruz. Top of the key, three ball on the way, no good, missed it right. That was CC Pearl, rebound Deneau. Deneau needs to get a little under control here, as a couple of times she's had the ball, she's almost thrown it away, and she's had it in a pass intercepted once here in this ball game, as Vanessa Cruz has it right side corner. 14 on the shot clock, and Helica Collins top of the key gets it to Deneau, left side wing, 10 on the shot clock. Tried to go down low to Ikiura, and it was tipped out by Pearl. Ikiura hasn't been a factor here early, and that seems to be the Sharks' game plan here early, as Deneau will come out in place of Natalie Diaz. So Diaz comes in, Deneau comes out, may or may not have been because of her aggressive style of play here early, as Cruz inbounds it here to Carly Hoberg as they have 7 on the clock. Carly Hoberg looking for something to open up, 6 on the clock. And Helica Collins to Natalie Diaz, right up, 3 on the clock. Top of the key, Vanessa Cruz, 1 on the clock, and the Penguins didn't see it. The Penguins thought they had a fresh shot clock, but they did not. The ball was tipped out of bounds, and they had 14 on the shot clock and didn't notice it. They thought they had a full 30. And for her first minutes tonight, Alexis Price will check in place of Vanessa Cruz. Price likes to implement that full court pressure here when she's been defensive player of the week in the conference multiple times, as that was Iwami that went right by Price. Baseline shot on the way and good by Jesse Reeves. So shooting game really strong here for the Sharks. They're shooting 50% from the field, approaching 1.5 to go here in the first quarter, as that pass from Carly Hoberg down low to Ikiura was a little off, and Ikiura had a hand on it, tried to save it, but it goes out of bounds and the Sharks will get the ball. So we're approaching 1:30 to go. Sharks have an 11-point lead here, as that is Iwami working on Alexis Price top of the key, and they'll get it, set things back up with Gray, and she'll dump it inside to Cole. Cole looking for somebody to open up. Gray thought about a three ball, no. She will go right back to the right wing and launch a three. Can't get it to fall as Carly Hobel gets the rebound. Nat Diaz working right side. She'll go right over. That was Pearl, but instead they will blow whistles, and it'll be an offensive foul. It'll be a charge on Natalie Diaz. So Pearl was set, and Diaz just ran right over her, as Diaz might want to consider a little bit of a Euro step there next time, go around her, get her to try and move with her and draw a blocking foul instead, as the Sharks inbound it here. That is Iwami bringing it up. Alexis Price plastered to her, and she will carry it. That's another unforced error. We've seen a lot of those here early. Not many by the Sharks, though, as the Penguins will get it far sideline right across from here on us here on Media Row. Natalie Diaz has it right side. She'll dump it inside. Ikiura working it on the paint. She'll go high off the glass. No good. And Ikiura, a little bit of a rugby scrum on the floor as we have a travel call on the Sharks. Penguins will get the ball back. So there were two Sharks and two Penguins on the floor fighting for the ball. and we had a travel call, which will give the Penguins the ball back. They'll have a fresh shot clock at 30, 1:03 to go here in the first quarter. We have a little mop-up going on in the paint here under the Penguin hoop as Alexis Price will throw it in, and we'll have an offensive foul on Ikeora. So Ikeora put a little bit of an elbow into Iwami, it looked like, and Ashley Sorensen will check back in for the Penguins for her first minutes of tonight in place of Sandra Ikeora, who just picked up her first personal fifth team foul for the Penguins. Inbounding it to Gray, and she'll hand it off to Iwami, who has Alexis Price. Alexis Price plays great defense here, Lexi. If we can take something away here from the first quarter, it'll be Alexis Price's effort in the backcourt on defense, as the Penguins aren't shooting pleasant from the floor at all. As Gray thought about a three, no. She'll go inside, dump it off. That'll be Pearl, long two on the way, rattles in and out. Gray with the rebound. Penguins need to rebound here on the defensive side of the ball, as that is another offensive rebound for the Sharks. So they work it inside, and that'll be an easy two ball good from Cole. So the Penguins have eight total rebounds here, many from the offensive side of the ball, and we'll have a foul down low as we sort this out. It looks like it'll be an offensive foul on the shot attempt. And it'll be on Ashley Sorensen down low. Looked like she was trying to get in position to get that rebound. That's her first personal sixth team foul, as Coach Tim Lacoste is asking for an explanation here. And that foul by Sorensen will send Gray to the line to shoot two. Gray will toe the line with her right foot, as the calm before the storm is the first one's on the way off the back of the iron. No good, as Gray misses her first. So the Sharks have an early lead. 18-5 the Sharks have over your Penguins. 23 seconds left here in the first quarter. Gray's second shot on the way. Rattles around, no good, and it'll be an offensive rebound, but it'll be an offensive foul also on Amita Cole, and that'll be her first personal fourth team foul for the Sharks as Penguins get possession here. 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Alexis Price bringing it up. She'll go right side wing to Helka Collins. And Helka Collins looking down low. No, she'll take it left side through the seam. She'll stop in the paint. Gets it to Ashley Sorensen on the baseline. Sorensen goes up, and she'll go up and over Cole for her first points of the game. What a nice move by Ashley Sorensen, and a great find by Helka Collins. As Gray takes it two to shoot inside, that shot will be on the way as time expires. That shot was from Jesse Reeves, as her and Sorensen got tangled up there on the last shot of the quarter, as the Sharks lead at the end of the first quarter 18 to your Penguins 7. So the Penguins had to get off to a fast start here early, and that they did the exact opposite, as we saw them knock off Academy of Art team last time, who had won 8 in a row, and they absolutely stunned that Academy of Art team, almost put up 100 points. And if anything, they're going backwards in this game. They put up 7 points in the first quarter. They trail by 11. Ikeora is getting shut out of this game. The Sharks are playing great defense to take her out of the equation. And the Sharks are firing on all cylinders here, as the Penguins are kind of letting them take over the game.
You're spot on with all of that for us right now. The Penguins are struggling to connect. They're not thinking of the next step. What's my next play? Which is what they did in the previous two games that we saw. They were able to have the next two plays set up. They're struggling to connect. Kudos to the Sharks. They've eliminated Ikeora, as you said. Their defense is working. Ikeora, they know. It's not like when we come to these games, the opponents don't know that Ikeora is one of our main assets. She's good. She's able to get the ball up and in. But we're also very lucky that the Sharks are having these little tiny errors as well. If they weren't having these little tiny errors, I think the Penguins would be struggling even more. So hopefully it's a new 10 minutes, new game in my mind. Let's go.
Well, as you mentioned, they're taking Ikeora out of the equation, and that they certainly know about Ikeora, as Carly Hoboch steals it away here. Hoboch will go right down the middle of the court across the logo. She'll dump it to Angelica Collins, top of the key, all the way across to Alexis Price, who goes down low to Ikeora. Ikeora has two defenders on her. She'll kick out Angelica Collins. Three ball, no good. In and out by Collins. Rebound, Campos, bringing it back up the court, plastered by Alexis Price. But as we were saying about Sandra Ikeora, this is the second meeting between these two teams. Sharks won the last one by 34 by a score of 85-51. So coming into that game and this one, I'm also assuming that they took Ikiura out of the equation there as Ikiura picks up a foul as it looked like Cole was driving the lane and she tripped over herself, but Ikiura was running with her with a good cushion, wasn't touching her, and that'll be her second personal first team foul of the quarter as Coach Tim Lacoste absolutely can't believe it. The inbound pass goes to McKenzie, left side wing. She'll go cross up and Helica Collins work on Ikiura and whistles as McKenzie drove the lane, and it'll be a foul on Angelica Collins. That'll be the second team foul, her first personal foul of the game. That'll send Brianna McKenzie to the line to shoot two. McKenzie shoots a cool 60% from the free throw line as her first one is good, and checking in for the Sharks for her first minutes of the night is Sarah Leva in place of Amanata Cole. So McKenzie's second free throw on the way, and she knocks it down. She buried it as Natalie Diaz inbounds it here to Alexis Price, pushing it quickly for your Penguins. Price working left side wing. She'll go back up top of the key. Natalie Diaz driving right side lane. She'll dump it off to Angelica Collins. The Penguins will work it around the arc all the way to Alexis Price, left side wing. 16 on the shot clock. Natalie Diaz kicks it to Angelica Collins, who almost lost it into the crowd, but instead they'll go down low to Ikiura. Whistles everywhere, and it looks like we'll have a foul on Sarah Leva, her first personal first team foul here for the Sharks.
Lots of fouls occurring right now. Little fouls causing a little bit of a stir in this game. The momentum is slowly, we're losing it. It'll one after the other.
Inbound goes to Ikiura, up off the glass, no good. Ikiura just can't get that shot down here in the paint early as she has two or three Sharks plastered to her at all times when she's in the paint. That three ball on the way, no good by Manzano. Back out, another three ball, and that one is knocked down by Brianna McKenzie. So Sharks lead 20-7, approaching 8.5 here in the second quarter. Top of the key is Natalie Diaz, who swings it to the right side, and Helka Collins down low to Ikiura. Gets it tipped away by Leva. That'll be out of bounds. As Leva knocked it out, Penguins will maintain possession here on the southern end of the Conlin Center. 17 on the shot clock on the inbound as Natalie Diaz will chuck it into Alexis Price. Top of the key. Price thought about a three. No, she'll drive left side on Gray. She'll go high up off the glass. No good. And we see Alexis Price make that shot so many times as Angelica Collins playing great defense here as Gray tried to chuck it down the court. And Angelica Collins tipped it away. Natalie Diaz gets it. And Collins will bring it back up the court quickly for your Penguins. Collins will go ball fake. She'll put a shot up off the front of the rim. No good here as Gray chucks it all the way down the court again to McKenzie. That pass will go to Fotu. Fotu driving the lane up off the glass and good. And she was fouled and she will go to the line. That foul on the Penguins. Natalie Diaz. That's her second personal third team foul for the Penguins as Fotu will be at the line and rechicken back in here for the Sharks is Iwami. So Fotu will get her and one free throw with 8:01 on the clock. Natalie Diaz picked up her second team foul as the shot's on the way and no good off the right side of the rim, and Ikiura with the rebound, and it looks like she stepped out of bounds with it, and the Sharks will maintain possession here as they will inbound it far side corner from us here on Media Row. Sharks moving from left to right here as the inbound goes to Leva. Leva goes around Ikiura, no good, Ikiura with the rebound, and Natalie Diaz will bring it back up for your Penguins. Natalie Diaz working on Fotu. Kick it out to Carly Holbrook, three-point specialist. They need to get Holbrook going. Sandra Ikiura has been eliminated from the conversation here early as Holbrook thought about a three. No, she'll pump fake and drive, and she'll go up and over, and it'll be a blocking foul here on Leva. That'll be her second personal, second team foul, and that'll send Holbrook to the line. So Holbrook thought about a three, said no, and she'll take the highly percentaged shot from the left side lane, and she will draw the blocking foul as Holbrook will go to the line, her first one on the way, and she just missed it a little deep. And re-entering for the Sharks is Cole in place of Leva, picking up her second personal in just as many minutes.
I believe this game is going to come down to, can we work around Ikiura? Are we able to play as a team and not have to focus all our energy on Ikiura? I love her as a player. She's a fantastic player, but right now it is, how are we going to find another asset to get these points?
You know, you're absolutely right. As Holbrook walks away from the line, hitting one of two, made her second three ball on the way. Missed it right by Fotu Ikiura with the rebound. And as you said, can the Penguins play basically without Ikiura on offense? Their Sharks are taking Ikiura out of the question here early as Natalie Diaz gets it stripped away by Fotu. And it'll be a foul on Natalie Diaz as she was on the ground trying to get the ball, and she got hammered on the ground as Fotu dove on her, and Diaz and Castro will come out of the game as Sorensen and Price and Diaz coming out of the game as Castro and Sorensen check back in here. And like you said, can we work around the Ikiura being greatly defended here in the first half? Can they get the outside shooting going? Can they get maybe Natalie Diaz or Ashley Sorensen going here early in the paint? So that way they have more than just Ikiura as a weapon down there, as that three ball was on the way. No good. Missed by Iwami, and we'll have a foul. It looks like we'll have no shot. It'll be a blocking foul on Cole before the shot occurred, so the Penguins will get the ball. That's her second personal third-team foul for the Sharks here in the second quarter. Just under 7 minutes here to go. Penguins trail big, 25-8. Sharks lead ticking under 7 minutes here as Taylor Deneau brings it right side, goes between the legs, and she'll go up off the glass, and it rattles around, and it'll spin out. Deneau having no luck here in the first half as she was working on Fotu, who brings it up the court for the Hawaii Pacific Sharks. Left side wing, that'll be Manzano working it in down low to the left side elbow. Blocked by Sorensen. Huge rejection by Ashley Sorensen. And the Sharks will maintain possession, but that's the spark that the Penguins need to get going here. Something. Penguins hoping for anything to happen here on either side of the ball, offensively or defensively, as that inbound pass goes to McKenzie and Helica Collins is rolling on the ground as McKenzie came flying through the lane. Not sure if she lost her footing or was shoved. As Sorensen goes up off the glass, and she goes around the Sharks' defense, and Sorensen goes up high off the glass. Great find by Angelica Collins down low to use Sorensen's 6'2 frame to her advantage. Throw it high up over CC Pearl, who's 5'11. So Sorensen has 3 inches on her. She could utilize that here as Pearl tried to go inside on Sorensen, and she said no way. As driving through the middle is Iwami, and whistles everywhere as it'll be a foul on Jade Castro. That'll send Iwami to the line. That's her second personal fifth team foul for the Penguins in the quarter. Iwami at the line for the Sharks, and she has not shot from the line tonight. As checking back in for the Sharks is Reeves. So Iwami made her first, looking to make her second here as she toes the line with her left foot, shot on the way. As she gets it off quickly, she's doesn't take her time from the free throw line, and she knocked down both from the line as we approach 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Jade Castro bringing it up for your Penguins. We'll see if they can get something rolling here as Taylor Deneau working on Fotu in the paint. They dump it off to Angelica Collins, right side wing. Collins working on Manzano. She'll dump it off to Deneau, who almost lost it again. Passed to Carly Holbrook and went right through her hands into the score table. Sharks will get the ball back. Another unforced error by the Penguins as the Penguins have 10 turnovers here already in the first half. Gray will bring it up the court for the Sharks. Gray hands it off top of the key to Reeves. High up off the glass is Brianna McKenzie. Brianna McKenzie went up and over Carly Holbrook as she was fouled. McKenzie's basket will count, and she will go to the line. That foul will be on Ashley Sorensen that sent McKenzie to the line. That's her second personal fifth team foul. Ikiura and Alana Scott will come in here for Angelica Collins and Ashley Sorensen. Angelica Collins looked like she was holding maybe a wrist or an arm, maybe even.
I believe it's her thumb. She's wearing a thumb brace. I know that feeling. It's a very uncomfortable feeling to hurt your thumb. It's any little tiny pressure. It's going to hurt a lot, so she's probably going to have to stretch it out, roll it out, and get back into the game. I know that she's strong, and she's going to get back in there once she figures a little bit of it out. Get a rest. She needs a rest. She's been playing the whole game.
And she's playing well the whole game also, as, like you said, she could have caught a basketball the wrong way and re-injured that thumb, which we don't want to see as McKenzie knocked down her and one free throw, and Sharks lead 30-10 here in the second quarter. Taylor Deneau has a right side corner, 8 to shoot. Deneau crosses over, 7 to shoot. Holbrook for 3 on the way, and she knocked it down. Carly Holbrook just on time, what the Penguins needed here to end the second half of this second quarter. Starting to get on a run here. The Penguins trail 30-13 as the Sharks try to go inside, and it'll be an offensive foul on Cole as the Penguins will get the ball. So Carly Holbrook's going. She's starting to get on a roll here from three. Maybe she'll take some more open threes here as we have a media timeout. At this media timeout, we would like to hear a word from San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
In the heart of down.
You know, Lex, I don't know if you've been to San Rafael Joe's. I think we've had this conversation once or twice before. But you should go. You should go after this game, and anybody else listening to this broadcast should go after the game. I highly recommend San Rafael Joe's. It is absolutely brilliant. I mean, the food is terrific. That's about all we have to talk about here is the Sharks lead 30-13. Penguins shooting 23% from the field. They're 5 of 21. 1 of 4 from long range, and that was Carly Holbrook, who was 1 for 2 from downtown. The Penguins need to get Holbrook going here. Need to get the outside shooting game going with Holbrook, Scott, and Castro and Deneau, who are on the floor right now, because Ikiora has been absolutely shut down in the paint. Ikiora with 3 points, one of those from the line. So Taylor Deneau working here in the paint. Deneau looking for some help as she gets his Ikiora high elbow. Jade Castro instructing her offense where to go. 12 on the shot clock. Taylor Deneau high post goes left side. 10 on the shot clock. Deneau goes up and over Fotu as she will draw contact. And Deneau, as we know, has been a spark plug here. That'll be a foul on Gabriella Fotu, her first personal fifth team foul for the Sharks. Deneau is really the energy for this Penguin team as she definitely brings a spark to the team, whether she's on the floor or not on the floor, as she gets her first rebound stuck between the rim and the backboard. So it's stuck. Deneau goes up, hops on the rim, and shakes it down as her second free throw is on the way, and she'll knock it down. So Penguins trail by 16 here, 4.5 to go in the first half. And Ikiora playing great on defense, hasn't had a chance to erupt on offense yet, as that's the left side wing for the Sharks is Fotu. Driving down left side is Manzano on Jade Castro. She'll dump it off to McKenzie, who doesn't get the shot to fall. Ikiora with the rebound. Taylor Deneau bringing it up left side. So Taylor Deneau goes right by Fotu, and she'll dump it off to Carly Holbrook, left side corner. Holbrook had a three. She didn't take it, though, Lexi. We need to see her take those shots if the Penguins want to get back in the game. High post to Deneau, working on Fotu. Deneau, top of the key. Jade Castro, three ball on the way. She knocks it down. Jade Castro will knock down the deep three for your Penguins from 24 feet as Castro and Holbrook are both hitting from long range here in the second quarter. And that's just what the Penguins need as Ikiora, they'll dump it off to the left side corner. That was Gray with a three ball. No good. Rebound Leva, and the Sharks will get a fresh shot clock. Gray working on Deneau. Corner three on the way, and it is knocked down by Manzano. So Manzano hits her first three of the ball game, and Jade Castro now feeling it from long range. She wants to see some open up for herself here as she'll dump it up top of the key to Taylor Deneau. Deneau gets a screen from Ikiora. She'll go right side, kick it out to Jade Castro, who had another open look, it looked like. She might have a better look than me, but Ikiora goes baseline. She'll go up off the glass. No good as she has Leva plastered to her, and Ikiora can't buy an open shot on the baseline right now as the Penguins have the ball. 10 on the shot clock because it was knocked out of bounds. Castro on the rebound. Dump in Alana Scott. Three ball on the way. Alana Scott just too deep, but Ikiora gets the rebound, and she'll work inside. She'll go to Deneau baseline, and it was knocked out of bounds by Leva, and the Penguins will retain possession as Jade Castro will dump it in for the Penguins here on the inbound, and she'll go inside to Ikeora, who has two Sharks plastered to her. She'll go up, she'll draw the contact, and she will go to the line, and that's exactly what Ikeora needs to do. These are the games where working on your free throws counts. Yeah, she put up 43 as that foul was on Leva, her third personal, fifth team for the Sharks. Yeah, Ikeora put up 43 last game. You're not going to have opportunities like that every game. These are the games where you really see how much you work and practice as she knocks down her first free throw. This is where you see the progression in her free throw shooting and how much will she has in the paint to go up and draw that contact over and over again just to have a chance to go to the line to get a pair of points as she walks away with two there for the Penguins as Hawaii Pacific has it inbounded here under 3 minutes to go. But like I was saying, these are the games where you really see if the Penguins can work without Ikeora, without her being a huge factor, and if Ikeora can work through the contact to get herself to the line as she fouls Leva on the shot underneath in the paint, as that'll be Ikeora's, looks like, third personal, sixth team foul. But these are those games where you see the work that Ikeora has put in practice, how much time she's put in after practice at the line, because that's where she's going to make her money when she's not putting up 43 points a game, and she really has to work for every bucket that she gets an opportunity to shoot as Leva knocks down her first free throw.
The Penguins just need a little bit of fire. You were talking about a little bit earlier, the fire. Hoboak, we need to get her in there, get her three. She's got to take those shots. The little spark that we need, along with Deneau getting up there, you know, a little bit of a struggle with Deneau, and not just Deneau, all the players with the connecting, but one spark, and I think we can get back into this game.
Yeah, as Ikeora misses her mid-range jumper, but Deneau with the rebound along Scott left side wing. They'll go inside to Ikeora. Ikeora looks to go up off the glass. She will. No whistle, and the ball was tipped away as Gray comes down with the rebound. So Ikeora really working hard in the paint here as she's not really getting the calls that she's looking for, but the refs have a better view than we do in the paint as a Shark goes flying into the Penguin bench. That was Manzano who was flying into the Penguin bench. That was Alana Scott who shoved her into our bench. That is Scott's first personal fifth team foul for the Penguins here in the quarter. And it'll send Manzano to the line. Manzano at the line tonight is 1 for 3 as her first one's on the way, and she will rattle it in and out. And Ashley Sorensen will come back here for your Penguins as in place of Sandra Ikeora, who just picked up her third foul of the game. So she's on the borderline there at the end of approaching the end of the first half, and she already has three fouls, which we know isn't good because she does work in the paint so much. As Manzano will knock down both the second of her two free throws as she missed the first. Taylor Deneau spin cycle inside on Gray. Deneau goes up off the glass, no good. And Deneau almost had the rebound but had it ripped out of her hands. And that'll be an offensive foul on the Sharks. That is Yasu Kochi with the offensive foul. That'll be her first personal. Sixth team foul, it looks like, for the Sharks as we're under 2 minutes here. It'll be the fifth team foul for the Sharks on Yasu Kochi as Jade Castro dumps it off to Taylor Deneau, top of the post. Taylor Deneau long two, and she'll get it to knock down. So Taylor Deneau is working hard here for all the points that she has in this ball game so far. Gray has it, dumps it off to Manzano in front of the Penguin bench, high post. Pearl has it. She's working on Sorensen. She'll dump it off to McKenzie, who thought about a three ball. No. Alana Scott pressed to her. She'll launch a 27-footer as Gray tried to save it, and she will. Right to Yasu Kochi, who will dump it inside to Pearl. Pearl goes off the glass. No good. McKenzie with the rebound. She'll throw it to Holbrook, but McKenzie will be out of bounds when she came down. So Penguins will get the ball anyway as we approach a minute to go here in the first half.
Sharks not stopping. Continuing. They have a minute left. They are up significantly, but they're not going to stop. They're going to keep rallying. They're going to make sure that the Penguins are suppressed, but the Penguins are coming back.
As Taylor Deneau travels in the paint, Penguins have closed the lead to 15 here. Sharks lead 36-21. I was watching a ball game earlier today, Alexia. I was watching the Notre Dame-Virginia Tech men's basketball game, and Notre Dame was leading 14 at half, and within the last 2 minutes of the ball game, the ball game was tied at 64. So it's one of those games. Yeah, the Sharks have a lead here as the McKenzie launches a three ball, no good, rebound Sorensen. This could be one of those games where the Sharks go into halftime with a big lead, and the Penguins come right back in the second half. We'll have to see as we're approaching 30 seconds here as Jade Castro's shot was off the mark, and McKenzie will drive left side. She'll dump it off. Three ball on the way, good by Menzano. So Menzano launches one and knocks it down from downtown as Taylor Deneau has it right side wing. Taylor Deneau working inside of McKenzie. Deneau goes up off the glass, and she gets the bucket. She will go to the line. Deneau will get a chance to complete the three-point play here as that foul was on Brianna McKenzie, her first personal. Sixth team foul. Deneau will go to the line to shoot one. 13.7 seconds left here in the first half. Penguins trail by 16. Deneau has a chance to make it 15 as Alexis Price comes back in for Jade Castro here for the last 14 seconds of the ball game. Deneau will toe the line, and Deneau is a 69% free throw shooter. So Deneau will knock down her free throw. 12 on the clock. Gray brings up the court. Gray will bring it up left side, 8 on the clock. Gray looking for a 3-ball, 7 on the clock, right in front of the Penguin bench. She's guarded by Deneau, 4 on the clock. She'll drive right side. She'll go in. Sorensen almost had it, almost tipped it away. Rebound, and the shot will be no good as Pearl tried to put back. But we have a foul here. Before time expired, it'll be a foul on Carly Holbrook, and she's looking at Coach Tim Lacoste like, me? It wasn't me. I was nowhere near the play. But it'll be Carly Holbrook's first personal, and at the line for the Sharks will be CC Pearl. Pearl has not shot from the line tonight, but she is an 85% shooter from the line, so she will shoot two as Pearl's first one is on the way, and it'll rattle around and fall through. So Pearl has a chance to make it a 16-point lead here, as she will for the Sharks, as time will expire as that foul occurred with 0.2 seconds left on the clock. And we'll put 0.2 back on the clock and give the Penguins a chance to inbound it and get a shot off. So the inbound will go to Alexis Price from Taylor Deneau with 0.2 on the clock. So Deneau to Alexis Price, and she'll let the 0.2 run out. So at the end of the first half, Hawaii Pacific 41, Penguins 24. As at the end of the first half, Penguins shooting 26% from the field, Sharks shooting 37, Penguins 2 of 6 from long range, Hawaii Pacific 3 of 13. So Hawaii Pacific has more than doubled the Penguins' attempts from 3-point range. And your Penguins shooting 60% from the line, Sharks shooting 63%. They're even with turnovers here at 11, but the Sharks have 12 points off of turnovers to the Penguin 4.
Penguins, all around, it is a struggle, and they're going to have to continue to work for it and figure out what that they need as a team altogether to play this game. They are a good team together. They do work together, but right now they need to become a great team. A great team is going to be able to overcome the fact that Ikeora is covered and figure out how to be an all-around team. You got to figure it out. We've seen a couple threes hit now. Normally we're not a huge, you know, specialist on hitting threes. So we are slowly working around figuring out how are we going to get these points. How are we going to defend, I think, is the next step as well. We're struggling on the defensive end to not only get back. I see a little bit of the Sharks are fast. They get up there. They're aggressive. They get there. They're not a – they do make some – you know, they pass it around, make some plays, get it ready, bring it up, slow it down a little bit. But most of the points they've gotten today have been coming up after a quick turnaround.
Well, it's been a lot of second-chance points also. Sharks with 10 second-chance points. Penguins with two. The Sharks dominating the boards. Sharks have 31 rebounds to your Penguins 19. So they're absolutely dominating the Penguins on the boards here, which you don't usually see. You see Ikeora usually has quite a few boards, as she only has 4 here in the first half. Ikeora, 4 boards here, as your leading scorer for the Penguins is Taylor Deneau. Leading scorer for the Sharks is Janessa Manzano. And before we go to break, I'd like to remind you that Dominican University of California's basketball broadcasts on Penguin Radio are brought to you by our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's. San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant located in downtown San Rafael that has served the Marin community since 1947. Thank you, San Rafael Joe's, for your sponsorships. You're listening to Welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt here with you. We're at halftime of the women's game, game one of the PacWest doubleheader tonight, as your Penguins are taking on the Hawaii Pacific Sharks. But at this halftime, I'd like to introduce you to Mason Hunt. He's actually my brother here watching the game here for the Dominican Penguins, rooting on your Penguins. Hi, Mason. How are you?
Pretty good. How are yourself?
I'm good. As we say, it looks like St. Isabella has a halftime show going on here. They're playing. So, Mason, where do you go to school?
Currently, I go to El Molino High School in Forestville.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
14 years old. So you're 14. I'm 18. So we're 4 years apart here. And so you're a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
You like high school?
I do. It's fun.
Yeah? What's your favorite subject?
I'd have to say math.
Math? Who's your favorite teacher? Is it your math teacher?
Yeah, I think my math teacher.
Who's your teacher?
Ms. Lassick.
Miss Lassick, she pretty cool. She give a lot of homework.
She gives homework daily, but she's really fun. She's really excited.
Nice.
All the time.
So, what do you like to do in your spare time? Do you have any hobbies that you like to do when you're not in school, not doing schoolwork?
When I don't have homework, I prefer to play video games. I'm more of a geek.
What kind of video games do you play?
Call of Duty's one of the more popular ones.
Is that your favorite video game?
I'd say it's up there. Yeah.
Is that the only hobby you have, or what else do you do in your free time besides play video games?
Sometimes I'll play Legos. I'm a bit of a kid like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't really do anything else. I watch YouTube.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you watch on YouTube?
There's some of the more popular YouTubers that I watch are Jacksepticeye and Markiplier, who are fairly popular, fairly well known.
What do they do on YouTube?
They're gamers as well. So they're not more secluded gamers. They're not really like, I have gamers that I watch that play one game or maybe two. They're more the gamers that play a variety of things and also do vlogs and stuff like that. So they, they play a variety of different things, and I kind of like that about them is they have a lot of variety.
So what do you and your friends do at school? Do you guys all hang out in your own little secluded area? Like, do you guys have your own area you hang out at school or what?
Yeah, my group of freshmen, normally when I'm looking around the quad, normally I see a lot of freshmen. I don't know where everybody else hides at, but I'm pretty sure the basketball courts. But my group of freshmen, yeah, we have that one specific place we go over to at lunch and brunch and stuff. We all just kind of hang around there, stand and talk.
All right, so you're here to watch the Penguins women's and men's basketball game. Tonight you're here with me. You played basketball yourself.
I did for 3 years.
And you were pretty good, weren't you?
Yeah, I think I'd say so.
Remind me a little bit of Ikeora.
No.
Yeah.
What, a 6-foot eighth grader isn't really that?
Yeah. Yeah, you were good. All right, everybody, that's Mason Hunt, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. 6.5 minutes to go here until the second half. Tune back in. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, men's Division II NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. All right, welcome back. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Second half of this women's NC2A Division II matchup. Your Dominican University Penguins against the Hawaii Pacific Sharks. Penguins looked a little off kilter in the first half. Sharks pulled out to a 41-24 lead here early. We're approaching a minute to go until the second half gets underway, and the Penguins have shot really low here, 26% for the first half. They're 2-6 from downtown. The Sharks shooting 31 from the floor. They're 3-13. From downtown. At this time, I'd like to bring in Stuart Horn.
All right, very good, Forrest. Hey, nice work there in the first half. Man, are you nailing it? And I know that the Penguin fans who are listening worldwide are very appreciative of your fine work. You know, you touched on something with Lexi in the first half that I think everybody watching on the Stretch Network worldwide, by the way, have noticed. And you cannot listen or watch this game without having the realization that the Sharks are playing IQR. They came in tonight. They were going to go after IQR and not let her be a factor. It's like Barry Bonds. They're going to walk him every time. They're not going to let him swing the bat. They're not going to let IQR be a factor tonight. And as a consequence, and that's a great strategy, 41-24. We're back underway, and here's Forrest.
They have definitely eliminated her from the conversation as the Penguins had first possession in the second half, and they threw it away, and bringing it up the court for the Sharks will be Iwami, who will dump it off top of the key to Reeves. Reeves, long two on the way, no good. Rebound, Taylor Deneau. Deneau will bring it back up the court for your Penguins. Clock ticking under 9.5 here in the third quarter. Deneau goes between the legs. She'll toss it out to Alana Scott, but it looks like a foul will occur in the paint, and it'll be an offensive foul on your Penguins.
Actually, what happened there for us, I know that the ref was right in your way, but Deneau dragged a foot there at the free throw line as she was trying to bust into the lane. Either way, the Sharks get it back.
Another unforced error for the Penguins, as it was not an offensive foul. You said she drug her foot, and that's something that the Penguins are going to have to eliminate here in the second half if they're going to claw their way back into this one. Three ball on the way from deep, no good. That was Iwami with the three ball launched. McKenzie with the rebound. Iwami will set things back up top of the key, and she'll dump it off to Gray, who will drive past Alana Scott. She went into the key. She had a jump stop, and she will walk with it. Penguins will get the ball back.
Yeah, Iwami with those three balls. You know, when you fire off the long threes, it makes long rebounds oftentimes, and they were able to get that offensive board, and the Penguins cannot afford to allow that to happen much more tonight.
Alana Scott bringing it back up to the top of the key to Jade Castro. We'll dump it to Angelica Collins right in front of the Penguin bench. Taylor Deneau with a ball fake on McKenzie, and Helica Collins go back to her in the paint. Deneau puts a spin move on, up off the glass, no good. It'll be a rebound Sharks. That'll be McKenzie who pulled it down off the glass. Long pass down the court to Fotu. Alana Scott almost got a hand on it, and it'll be a foul on Alana Scott in the paint. That'll be her second personal first team foul.
That was 4-on-1, the four belonging to the Penguins, and she went up, and of course she was hammered on the way. And Reed ends up on the line as a result. Reeves, pardon me.
Not the first time tonight we've seen Gray launch a pass about three-quarter court as Reeves' first free throw rolls around and she gets it to fall. So Gray likes to chuck it down court, especially It doesn't matter if the Penguins or the Sharks have the numbers or not. As you mentioned, Penguins had the majority there, 4-on-1, as Reeves comes away from the line with a pair. Sharks lead 43-24 here, 8.5 to go. As in, Helen Collins will drive left side. She'll dump it in to Ashley Sorensen, who will kick it back out. Jade Castor resetting things back up top of the key. Deneau drives from the high elbow, who will kick it back out. Castro thought about a three. No. She had an open look there as Deneau gets the two from the right elbow to fall. So good shot selection there by Taylor Deneau as, again, the Sharks throw it halfway up the court as Reeves gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up, and Alana Scott will pull it down off the glass for your Penguins. Clock ticking under 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Reeves with two offensive rebounds there. Just couldn't get the ball in the bucket, but two offensive rebounds?
Two in a row as another unforced error by the Penguins caused the Sharks to get it back, go down the court, and it'll be a travel on Iwami.
Some incredible defense by the Penguins. Finally, a little spark. No spark in the first half, and as a result, the disparity in score.
Right, as the Sharks lead 43-26 with 7:48 here in the third quarter. And like you said, good defense, and that they're going to have to play great defense here in the second half if IQR isn't going to be a part of the question offensively here, as Taylor Deneau puts a spin move on Iwami there, and she'll dump it to Angelica Collins on the baseline, and Angelica Collins will airball it, and it'll be Gray with the rebound, who chucks it cross court again to McKenzie, who went up, and it'll be a foul on the Penguins. So multiple times tonight we've seen in the second half, we've seen Gray throw it down court, and that'll be a foul on Taylor Deneau, her second personal, second team foul for the Penguins.
Deneau went in very hard trying to break up the play. And Forrest, you and I have talked about a lot of times in past games, when a player is going in for an easy layup and you're the only defender in the area, sometimes it's better to take that foul if you have a low number. In this case, Deneau, that was only her second. That's a good foul. Put her on the line. Make her take the shots.
Well, it is a good foul.
She wasn't going to miss the free throw anyway.
As she missed her first, it looked like. McKenzie missed her first from the line, and she knocks the second one down, and Holbrook and Ikior will return for the Penguins here. But like you said, Taylor Deneau making her earn it from the line, and it paid off as it was only her second personal. Deneau from the right wing, and they'll swing it all the way around to Jade Castro on the left side. Jade Castro will dump it in to Taylor Deneau in the left elbow. Carly Holbrook had an open three in front of the Penguin bench, it looked like, but she'll throw cross court to Jade Castro, who tried to go inside to Deneau, got it tipped away, and she'll corral it back. As Castro will reset things back up for the Penguins on offense, four to shoot. Deneau, three ball on the way, three to shoot, no good off the front of the rim. Rebound, Manzano going the other way from right to left.
Deneau had to take that three. There was no time left on the shot clock. Otherwise, she doesn't fire the three very often, as you know.
And it looked like none of the Penguins besides her knew that the shot clock was winding down, and she was begging for the ball, finally got it from beyond the arc and had to launch that three, as looks like the Sharks walked with it there on the other end of the floor, and Jade Castro will bring it back up for your Penguins across the stripe here. Penguins attacking the northern hoop.
Doesn't surprise me that Deneau keeps one eye on the shot clock at all times.
Ikeura tried to go up off the glass, and she's having trouble tonight as Jade Castro took it away from Gray. Castro up off the glass, and Jade Castro puts it in for your Penguins. What a brilliant steal by Jade Castro.
So there you go, Forrest, as there's a whistle on the floor. Castro sneaks underneath everybody, steals it away before any of the Sharks even knew the ball was in her hands, and she was all alone under the bucket. One thing about Castro, she never collapses. When there's a moment of pressure, you know, you and I have seen it a lot of times. Players miss shots that are so easy they can't miss them. Those are the shots that they do miss. Castro never misses those.
And she had, you definitely used her lack of height there to advantage, which we mentioned before, the 5 foot Castro going up and under that Shark right there on the other end of the floor as the Penguins have it going the other way, and it'll be Holbrook on the left wing. Holbrook, a little ball fake, down low to Natalie Diaz. On the baseline, Diaz spin move inside off McKenzie, and she was shoved to the floor. And Diaz looked like a little bit of pushing there and a little bit of maybe tripping over her own feet on the spin, but she did get shoved to the floor as that'll be a foul.
McKenzie, it looks like.
It'll be on McKenzie, her second personal first team foul, and Diaz will go to the line. Diaz is not shot from the line tonight, so her first free throw is on the way shortly as she toes the line.
Turn it on.
And her first free throw was no good. So Diaz, first free throw of the night, no good. She'll have an opportunity to redeem herself here, 6:15 to go. In the third quarter, it is on the way off the back of the rim, no good. So Diaz comes away from the line, missing both. And bringing up the court for the Sharks is Reeves. Reeves will hand it off to Gray, top of the key, slowing things down for the Sharks. They'll swing things back to the right side wing. That'll be Reeves. Thought about a three ball. Instead, she'll take on IQR one-on-one as she hands it off to Manzano, who will work back up to the top of the key with Jade Castro plastered. She almost fell down. IQR almost got a steal there on the pass to Reeves, and Jade Castro almost came up with another steal there for the Penguins, as dumping it off was Manzano to Gray on the baseline, and Gray will knock down the mid-ranged two ball. And Jade Castro will bring it up the court for the Penguins. Sharks lead 46-28 here, 5.5 to go. Natalie Diaz in the corner, thought about a three, no. She'll work it in the paint on Reeves. She'll go up off the glass, and Natalie Diaz will go around Reeves, up off the glass, draw the contact, and she'll get it to fall. She'll go to the line to shoot one. What a play by Natalie Diaz.
Forrest, I don't believe what I just saw, except that Diaz is so good playing big down low. And that's exactly what she did there. The spin move off the left elbow. She was actually toward the post there on the left side and spun 360, bounced off a couple defenders, and got it to fall.
And that's what the Penguins need here offensively, especially with the Sharks taking IQR out of the question. As we have a stoppage in the play here, as we'll looks like we'll mop up on other end of the floor where there was no play happening at all. Wonder how we got a little bit of condensation on the floor down there.
Well, but I don't know. You know, Tristan White on the squeegee, doing good work there with the squeegee there. Tristan, I think Tristan's a senior this year out there working on the floor. So way to go, Tristan.
They're going to miss him in the squeegee game here at the Conlin Center.
You know, many years ago we used to have little young men and young ladies too from the community. So they'd have kids come in and work the squeegees. I don't know why they don't do that. That was prior to the NC2A era. At any rate, 5:24 to go.
Natalie Diaz will knock down her and one free throw from the line. That was a travel on Fotu at the other end of the court. Penguins will have the ball back going the other way. Clock ticking under 5.5 to go here. Jade Castro right in front of us here in our broadcast booth. Jade Castro picked up her dribble. She'll go inside to IQR. IQR up off the glass. Little too much as IQR got it to fall off the front of the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound Fotu going the other way for the Sharks as she's working on Carly Holbo. Down low in the paint for the Sharks. As IQR rejects it, but it looks like it'll be a foul on IQR as she almost rejected Pearl's shot attempt. Excuse me, that was Cole's shot attempt. IQR's forced personal fourth team foul for the Penguins in the quarter as Cole will go to the line.
Cole was bumped hard. And it was so hard, she hit the bottom of the backboard. I thought it was a clean block, but of course I did. As it turns out, it wasn't.
Cole's first attempt of the night from the line is no good. She'll shoot her second as McKenzie checks back in for the Sharks. Cole's second free throw as she toes the line on the way, and it is no good. She missed them both. So good foul there by IQR, even though now she's in some trouble as that was her fourth personal. Probably Holbo will go baseline. She'll go up off the glass. No good. Holbo hits the deck. Other way is McKenzie for the Sharks. Penguins trail by 15 here, just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Gray will bring it up left side. Three ball on the way. No good, but it'll be a foul. Natalie Diaz fouled Pearl on the three-point attempt, it looked like. And Pearl will get three chances from the line as she missed that one from long range.
I got to go back to a statement you just made for us. You said, well, it was a good foul by, as we have immediate timeouts, a good foul by IQR. I got to argue with you on this. And I know you love it when I take exception. But IQR, four fouls, the only way the Penguins have any chance tonight, trailing 46-31, and it's getting late, is to have IQR a big part of this thing. And with four fouls, she can't be. And especially if she has one more, obviously, she's going to be histo. But even with four, she's got to be so careful, she can't really play her game. Agreed?
I do agree. I see, you know, take those, put those 2 points on the board for the Sharks and take IQR's fourth foul off of the board. And she'll sit with three, and the Sharks have two more points.
I agree with that.
I agree with you. I'd rather take that over IQR causing an easy foul there. Yeah.
My point is this. I just would have said is kind of a good foul because she broke up the play.
Right.
Yeah, she saved 2 points, but we're getting smoked, and without her, we don't have a chance. Hey, media timeout. NC2A basketball on Penguin Radio Worldwide. This is my opportunity to bring in, on his maiden voyage, Brandon Cadiz, One of our new freshman broadcasting students here at Dominican. This is his maiden voyage. Brandon, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, and the fans are going to get to know you very quickly. I don't know what I did.
Looks like you fixed it.
So I don't know what I did, but I hope we fixed it. So Brandon now is going to join us as analyst as the first free throw is up by CC Pearl.
Rebound!
And that one's good. The second one's no good. Pearl, a 5'11 senior out of Peoria, Arizona. 47-31 as Pearl knocks down the freebie. Bringing it up, Castro over to Deneau as Ikeora is on the bench now after the media timeout. Left side, Castro, three ball! Jade Castro knocks it down for 22 out on the left wing, 48-34. Pretty good shot there, huh, Brandon?
Yeah, definitely.
Right side now, Pearl has it. She goes in down low to Cole. Cole in that post on the right side. Got three Penguins in her face. Up on the right wing now, back over to Cole. Left side, bringing it in. Gray on the way, no. Loose ball, 2-on-1. Penguins can't get it. Cole pulls down the rebound. 4 minutes to go in the third period. 48-34, the Penguins trail at home at the Conlin Center. Gray picks up a screen off of Cole. Dumps it off right side to Pearl. No, they're moving it around outside the arc very well. 3:47 clock rolls. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Down low right side call against Sorensen. Ashley pops it out of bounds. Penguin ball. Clean rejection.
Ashley Sorensen has done a great job filling in for Ikeora defensively in this game. And we'll see how she does as she replaces Ikeora, but so far we've seen her doing a great job on the defensive end.
Yeah, you know, Ikeora arguably the best player in the league. I know Forrest thinks so. I got to agree with him on almost every aspect of her game. Arguably, I said, for the other coaches and players who are listening around the league. But you cannot deny her accolades. Ikeora has blossomed, as there's a timeout on the floor, in a way that few players ever do in their career. And it's happened over the course of about the last 6-8 weeks. Forrest, you've seen every step of the way. Ikeora is just absolutely unbelievable. But Sorensen, as Brandon mentioned, is forced to step in now. And it's not an easy pair of shoes to fill. You know, Sorensen's got to be feeling it. Sorensen's bigger at 6'2". But to come in and have to fill in for Ikeora, who has four fouls, as Sarah Leva goes to the line, misses the first one way right. 48-34. 3:33 to go. The second one is a majestic arc that's absolutely perfect. And now it's 49-34. The Penguins got to get on their horse against the Sharks out of Hawaii Pacific. Sharks 6-1 against the 5-4 PacWest Penguins. Carly, three ball, right side, good! 49-37, there's a spark. Holbrook, one of the best three-point shooters in Dominican history. Soft jumper from close range by Leva. Graze the front of the rim, and Deneau brings it up. Drags her feet. No foul. Castro right side. Cruz thinks about it. Nothing doing. Back to the top of the key. Carly picks up a screen from Sorensen. Deneau thinking three. Deneau goes between the legs. Deneau kick out. Carly on the way three. In and around, and it stays down. Holbrook. Two big threes in a row, and the Penguins are within 9, the closest it's been since early in the first quarter. 2.5 to go in the third period, whistles. Timeout, HPU, Brandon.
Wow, what a comeback so far. They're cutting into the deficit, only down by 9 points. And as I mentioned earlier, Ashley Sorensen, I think she's been a huge factor in this. Her size, Hawaii Pacific has been trying to get it into the paint.
So as you guys are mentioning, Dominican cutting the lead to 9. Hawaii Pacific led by 20 at one point. They led by 20. And we were talking earlier, Lexi and I, the Penguins have to get the outside shooting game going. That's the only way they're going to get back into this ball game. Ikeora has been taken out of the question. They have no help in the post. We said Holbrook and Castro have to get going from three-point land. Holbrook 3-for-4. Castro 2-for-2 since then, bringing the Penguins back within 9.
9 unanswered points. 1-3 ball by Castro, a pair out of Holbrook, and all of a sudden the Penguins are pushing, and they're starting to get pumped. And back out on the floor now for Coach Lacoste, Sorensen, Castro, Deneau, Carly Holbrook, and V. Cruz. 2.5 to go, everybody. The Penguins trail by 9. They've cut the lead in half. Inbounds, and Cruz dives for the ball and picks up a foul as less than a second rolls off the clock.
I believe that one was Alana Scott, Stu.
Pardon me. Thank you. Never correct me again. How dare you? The freshman broadcasting sensation thinks he can stomp all over me. Now you may do it anytime you like, especially when I call the wrong name. McKenzie to the line, and she hammers the first one. Very short. And this is, Forrest, this is where the free throws start to matter in a big way. This one's deep and back at her, but the rebound is hauled in by Leva. Penguins on D off to our left here on Media Row. Hawaii Pacific attacking that southern hoop off to our left. Turnaround soft jumper by Sarah Leva, the 6-foot junior out of Mililani. Mililani on the island of Oahu, right in the middle of the island as Deneau drives in. Right side, down low, and she picks up a foul. Deneau will go to the line. Taylor Deneau, one of the most exciting players in the conference. Right in the middle, right on the nail with the right toe, pulls the left foot back, opens up the stance slightly and buries the first one. 51-41. Referee asked if he's in his way, if he's in our way. First referee to ever ask that.
First since I've been here.
First in 17 years that I remember. 2 minutes exactly, everybody. Penguins trail by 10. The second one is no good, and Sorensen with another big rejection. How about that all-ball move, Brandon, out of Sorensen, over and over?
Exactly. And right now, we'll see what the Penguins are trying to do as they're – I see what Coach Lacoste is doing here. I'm trying to spread the ball on the outside and trying to get it back on the inside, and it's been working so far with Deneau passing it into the paint to Ashley Sorensen.
Uh-oh. Oh. Deneau just picked up a – Oh, we have offsetting tees. So Janessa Munzano and Taylor Deneau both picked up tees. It's like a yellow card in soccer. One more and they're hista. Both ladies stay in the game. And so, oh, and the ball goes around 3 or 4 times, resting on the rim and falls. And did you see who made that bucket there, Brennan? I did not pick up the shooter. I couldn't see her. We'll get Forrest on that. And just a moment, we'll have that report for you. Penguins trail by 12. Castro has it way out on the right wing. Low bounce pass indoors to Deneau and whistles. Going after the ball is Fotu, who scored that deuce on the previous play. So that's the third for Fotu. Fotu on the Sharks from Hawaii Pacific. Deneau back to the line following that technical foul, which I think was the first of the season. But it was offsetting against Janessa Munzano as Deneau would not let something like a technical ruin her night. She knocks down both. 53-43, Penguins trail. Buck and a half to go in the third. Penguins on heavy D. As Fotu has it out on the right wing. A nice low bounce pass indoors to Leva, and Leva's able to wing it right over the top of Sorensen and get an acrobatic deuce. The Penguins down by a dozen. Deneau has a clear open lane, spins 360. Oh, she's rejected by McKenzie. Deneau's not used to that as McKenzie takes the ball to the other end, airballs it, and her excitement of the rejection against Deneau with the left-handed runner. Gets her own rebound, dumps it off to Fotu, check it to Munzano, who fires the three. No, Penguins with the rebound inside of 45. 55-43. Castro goes up, heavy traffic. Three Sharks in her face. And I don't know, Castro drew the foul. That's the good news. Brandon,
your feelings on a five-footer in Division II ball going into the lane in heavy traffic and trying to get something off, which she didn't come close to doing.
I mean, she's bold for doing that, but with her height, at, you said she's the as you mentioned before, she is the shortest player in the league. I think she needs to kick it out more, but I like her aggressiveness, and she needs to play that point and dish it out to her teammates.
In that case, I totally agree with you. You know, Castro's very effective in a lot of unorthodox ways. The first one is no good by Castro with 40 seconds to go and a fresh shot clock. The second one rattles home. But one thing that she can't do is play a big game, yet she continues to try. And as a Penguin fan, it drives me crazy sometimes. She makes a lot of threes, don't get me wrong. One of my favorite players. But don't drive the lane against three opponents who are all close to 6 feet. Maybe I'm crazy. No, there's no maybe about it. 21 seconds to go, fans in the third. Deneau's got it between the legs and backs out. Good patience by Deneau to Carly. Top of the key, Castro, left side. 10 seconds in the third period. 9. Right side, Deneau. 7. Baseline, Deneau, jumper. Stuffed again. She's rejected by Fotu, is flat-footed. 2 in a row on the buzzer. Long bomb is launched by Spencer Gray. Not close. At the end of 3, 55-44. Why don't you guys talk a little bit about what we just saw in the third?
The Penguins coming back in with 11 here. They're 55-44 Sharks lead, as the lead at one point was up to 20. I mean, as we talked before, the three ball been a factor here in the third quarter for the Penguins. Hobo getting 3, Castro getting 2 has really brought the Penguins back into this game.
Yeah, I mean, Carly Hobo, as you mentioned, hitting those three-pointers. So far, the Penguins are definitely trying to cut back into this league, but Hawaii Pacific stays strong with their 2-3 zone defense, and with Ikiura at 4 fouls, and throughout the entire game, Jesse Reeves and Gabriella Fotu have done a great job of stopping her, trying to get into the paint and frustrating her by committing those frustration fouls, it looks like, for Ikiura.
And Deneau with 11 points for herself. She is 5-7 from the line, 3-12 from indoors, but she's really got herself to the line, as we've seen her late in the third quarter here try to work in the paint a little more, but she's been stuffed on two consecutive